The third epistle of John. Verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in all the truth, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. The elder John, when he uses the term elder, presbytos, which is elders, he's using the official title. But it may refer to his age, because he had been... these are usually dated very late. And he says, again, I love in the truth. I love in the truth. These are the greetings. In the second epistle of John, he had a similar greeting to the lady, or Curia, probably. Since this one has a proper name on it, I tend to think the first epistle probably was a proper name. Curia, you know. Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Because having taught these back-to-back, I think, oh, gee. You know, love in the truth. It is the truth by which our love towards one another in the faith, meaning among the brethren, it's because of the truth we love each other. It is by the truth that we are able to be of one mind and not having divisions and strife. Divisions and strife come from those who deny, those who transgress the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Alleyway says, I wish that you may prosper and be in health. You know, to succeed and have health, you know, sound body, even as your soul prospers. Jesus said, take no thought for the morrow or for what you will eat or what you will drink. Because, you know, your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Not that, now some people, as Paul has said, they've erred thinking that godliness is a way of gain. Meaning gain of earthly things, like I'm going to prosper in the world, I'm going to be, you know. And it's always that you give money to get money. It's funny they never think, like, if I behave righteously, I'll get money. You know, I mean, not that that's true, I'm not equating that either, because... You know, righteousness, godliness, all those things are great gain in and of themselves. They are their own reward for those who are minded towards them. And that in and of itself is a gift of God, to even have that mindset where those things actually are valuable to you. If you put value on righteousness and godliness in the midst of this generation, I love you. I really have a lot of affection for those who value those things. Those are such, you know, they're in such disrepute these days. You know, it's a mockery. People want to live in their, and you know what? They're welcome to it. And if that's what they're supposed to do, I don't have any bitterness towards them. I hope they get everything they want out of it. But on the other hand, I would all men were as I am, but hey, you know, it's not meant to be. You know, why should people subject themselves to something that they have no desire for? But those who really desire the things of God, they prosper in those things. If you love the things of God, then prosper in them. You can have, you know, godliness with contentment is great gain. I want to have my gain, my prospering be in the kingdom of God, in my soul. But for those of you who do love those things, I also wish you would prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. But firstly, that your soul would prosper. Prosper, I don't mean that you should get rich, but, you know, I would not want anyone to be in want of things as far as the necessities, you know? To me, prospering is I can pay my bills. I don't have, you know, I have just a little bit of debt. If I could pay my bills, maintain the home where I raise my children, and get through that, that's prosperity. That's, you know, that's fine. I don't need to have all the latest gadgets, though. I'm going to need some amount of gadgetry to do the ministry I intend to do. You know, web cameras and sound equipment and so on and so forth. But I mean, you know, HD, DVD, and all that nonsense. You know, if I don't have those things, I find I'm still prosperous. There's not even a desire. For I did rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified the truth that is in there. The truth in you. Truth causes rejoicing in the apostle of God. That the truth would be in him. Because remember he had said in the last chapter how that if you transgress and don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, which is the truth. Well, you could have doctrine of Christ and have it not be the truth, but it's got to be the truth. And love is in the truth. And all things are in the truth. Because you got to love according to truth. The love that is good is the love that is according to truth. Meaning, it's got to be true love, according to the way God defines it. It's got to be, you know, exercising the right judgments. I mean, you know, like someone could be in a certain situation, and the way in which I display love towards them is important. Because I could do them harm, or I could do them good. And the truth is that real love is going to do good. It's not going to hurt. And I mean hurt in the sense of I'm going to seek the best for them. And that's how I love. Sometimes the best can be to leave someone alone. Sometimes it means you intervene. Sometimes it means a word. Sometimes it means keeping peace. It is by the Spirit of God and by knowing the truth and exercising ourselves in His doctrine that we make those right decisions. But ultimately, you know, it's not by man's wisdom, but by the wisdom which God's Spirit gives. Look to that. You know, look in faith to Him. Does any lack wisdom? Let him ask, James said. But let him not waver, for he that wavereth